This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden says the Trump administration's COVID-19 vaccine rollout is lagging, and the nation needs to get ready for more hard times. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
We need to steel our spines for what's ahead.
Biden says the coming weeks and months will be tough.
Maybe the toughest during this entire pandemic.
With experts warning holiday travel and gatherings could lead to another spike in virus cases. Biden says there is hope with vaccine development, but he says Trump administration efforts to get Americans vaccinated have fallen far behind. The CDC says just about 2 million people have received a shot. Biden says at that rate,
it's going to take years, not months, to vaccinate the American people.
President Trump brushed off the critique, tweeting, "It's up to states to distribute the vaccines once they arrive at designated areas." Sagar Magani, Washington.
Britain has authorized use of a second COVID-19 vaccine, becoming the first country to greenlight an easy-to-handle shot that its developers hope will become, quote, the vaccine for the world, end quote. The Department of Health said it had accepted a recommendation from the Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency to authorize the vaccine developed by Oxford University and UK-based drug maker AstraZeneca. Partial results from studies in almost 24,000 people in Britain, Brazil, and South Africa suggest the shots are safe and about 70% effective for preventing illness from coronavirus infection. EU leaders signed their post-Brexit trade deal with Britain and dispatched it to London on a jet Wednesday. This set their seal on a drawn-out divorce hours before the UK brings its half-century European experiment to